want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Stay with me, and you can be too. That's right, you can, Pam. Yes, you can. And listen, let me tell you, this is the best way to get there. This is the best way to get your week off to a great start and get the information you need to promote yourself to the higher levels in this company, okay? We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, except if there's a holiday, you know, that comes along the way. So I want to say to you a happy belated Thanksgiving to you guys. I hope that you ate entirely too much, watched too much football, but most importantly, I hope that you got some insight into what you want to do with your Ambit Energy business in the future. And then, of course, right after Thanksgiving, we had Black Friday. And then we had Cyber Monday. And I want you to think about something in this business. When you went out and shopped on Black Friday, and then you went in and put in front of your computer on Cyber Monday, did you find yourself wishing you had more money to buy more things? That maybe there was somebody on your list that you wanted to get something a little more expensive for, but it just wasn't in the budget this year? Or maybe you looked at some Black Friday ads or Cyber Monday ads and you thought about something that you wanted for yourself and you just couldn't make the ends meet to make it happen. Folks, let me tell you something. You start listening to what's going on in this call, to the leaders that we have pouring into us, and next year will be far different than this year was. Whatever your dreams are, they can be accomplished by you building your Ambit Energy business and taking the advice and the coaching that's coming on this call, not only this week, but for weeks and weeks to come. Make sure you're here, get your team plugged into it, and I promise you, this time next year will be significantly different. Now, you hear people on the call talking about being registered for the big event, and you hear everyone talking about simulcast. January 13, 2018, Hartford, Connecticut, Dallas, Texas, two live events. If you can get to either one of those two events, by all means, you want to be at the live event. Don't sit in Dallas, Texas, or somewhere near Hartford, Connecticut, watching this thing on your TV or on the internet. You need to be live at the event if you can get there, if at all possible. You want to be in the house. But if you can't be in the house, this is going to be broadcast live through the internet, actually around the world. We'll have people from the United States watching, from Canada watching, from Japan, and I wouldn't be surprised if a few other countries would be represented in that list. Guys, get registered for simulcast, planned on attending. The attendee-only bonuses are far worth more than the registration. So get registered if you're not registered already. Plan to attend the event. Make sure that you sign in on the day of the event. Make sure that you get credit for being an attendee and actually attend the event. And like I said, if you're close to it, you want to be in the house. I will be in Dallas, Texas with many of my friends looking forward to this wonderful event, okay? Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. No stranger to this call. One of the top income earners in all of Ambit Energy. I love telling this gentleman's story. The basketball coach out of Tyler, Texas, saw this business opportunity and was offended that somebody would tell him that he could make that kind of money. He didn't mind teaching drivers ed or baling hay or doing some plumbing work or painting or whatever. But this kind of business, not his cup of tea. What made the difference? He had a daughter, a 14-year-old daughter that he wanted to be the hero for. She wanted a car for her 16th birthday. He figured if he could just make $400 a month, he could save up, get her a car, and be a hero. Well, let me tell you, not only did he get his daughter a car, he got his son a car. He got another car for his wife and himself, was able to retire his wife so she could spend the final days with her mom and her dad as they transitioned. And he retired as a high school basketball coach, already having earned over $1 million in Ambit Energy. Folks, please welcome one of our top income earners, Coach Alan Johnson. Alan, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Baron. I appreciate your kind words. I'll tell you what, every time I hear you tell
my story. I kind of pinch myself. This has really been just an incredible blessing for me. And what I'm enjoying most of all is helping other people get to tell a story like the one you just told about me for themselves. And that's what we have our hands on. And I want to say this to you, Bear. I've listened to this call practically every Sunday for the last 8 years, and I want to say thank you. And I'm speaking for a lot of people that don't have a voice right now since they're muted, but we do appreciate what you do every Sunday hosting this call and your leadership as well. Hey, guys, I'll say this, and we've done this twice now with a little call we do on Wednesday nights and Saturday mornings. If you ever have a chance to listen to Bear, it kind of makes common sense if you think about it. This man has hosted this call since forever, since it started, and who knows how long that's been and how many he's done. But he's listened to some incredible success stories. He's listened to some incredible wizards of direct sales. And when we've had Bear Gordon on our call, I'm going to tell you, it's a walking thesis. I learned from Bear both times we've had him on our call. So, Bear, don't just think you're a host. You're right there with all the things you say about me. And main thing I want to say publicly is thank you for hosting this call and what you do for everybody else. And, guys, I want to say thanks to you as well. I want to say thanks to getting on this call on a Sunday night. I want to say thank you for being part of Ambit. I want to say thank you for taking care of the integrity of this company and building it the right way, because every time I go out to build Ambit, I literally do think about Jerry Thompson. I've got a tremendous amount of respect for that gentleman, and I wonder to myself all the times, what would Jerry do? And we don't ever want to shortchange Ambit Energy. We don't want to take a shortcut, and I know every one of us want to get to where we got or where we want to go with this business. And sometimes we try to speed it up, and sometimes we get frustrated. You know, a guy said a long time ago, nothing but sunshine makes a desert, and the rain is what makes us grow. You got to go through the good times and the bad times. You're going to have some droughts. You're going to have some peaks, some valleys. You're going to have some yeses and some noes. You're going to get a lot of maybes. And if you haven't figured that out, it's going to continue to go that way. And as we move into this time of the year, I wanted to first talk to you about this, the holiday season. And I want to speak to you on a personal level. And what I mean by that is the holiday season for me has always been my turbo-boosted time to build my business. And there's a reason behind this. And I want to give you my look at this and hopefully help you understand. I'm not saying to slow down because Santa Claus is coming or because the new year. We just went through Thanksgiving, and Bear, I've got to admit, I ate way too much. I'm about round as I am tall if I'm not careful. But I got to say this to you, friends. The holiday season is a great time to prepare for the new year. And what I mean by that is I coached for 30 years, as Bear brought up. And I coached high school basketball, and our season stretched from October until March. It's the longest season in the state of Texas. And I loved every single day that I went to the gym or I went to the school. Literally had a passion for that. And I never had a bad day doing it. And whenever Ambit was brought to me, I said no to the business before looking at the business. And then the night that I finally looked at the business, I said, I'll wait until after the season's over with. And my sponsor said, well, don't you have 30 minutes a day? And I jokingly said, that's about how much sleep I get in a day during the basketball season. But as Bear brought up, and again, thank you for saying it, I wanted to surprise my daughter, Rachel. And I'm standing in that room that night, considering the time element that I had, I thought, you know what? I'm going to turn the radio off in my truck, and I'm going to value the time that I'm given every day. We talk about this all the time, valuing our 24 hours, not wasting time, valuing time. And so driving to and from the gym, that's what I was doing, was building this surprise for my daughter. Now, let me get to my point. It has to do with the holiday season. from October until March is basketball season. During that time, other than Sundays, obviously, I don't bring the boys in to the gym on Sundays. I go to church. After church, I go out to eat with my family, and after that, I would go to the gym to break down game film and get ready for the next week. But during the season, Thanksgiving Day, we did not practice. We didn't meet. Christmas rolls around, and there's 5 days during the Christmas holiday that the UIL, which is the University Interscholastic League, the governing body for all public schools in the state of Texas, they had a rule, and the rule stated you had to take 5 consecutive days off that included the 24th, 25th, and 26th. Could not use the gym. Players couldn't be in the gym. Coaches couldn't be in the gym. We shut the school down. So there were 5 days there that we did not have any workouts or any team or nothing. And then we never played or practiced on New Year's Day. Okay, so now I'm telling you, my friends, that other than Sunday, from October the 5th until March the 16th, there were 7 days other than Sundays that we weren't in the gym. But I personally was in the gym every day except for the 7th. Thanksgiving, 5 during Christmas, and New Year's Day. Outside of those days, like a lot of you listening to my voice, I was working 10 to 12 and sometimes even 16 hours a day, especially on road trips up to the Metroplex where we played a lot of our games. That's the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I live in Deep East Texas in a city called Tyler, and I was coaching at the largest school in this region, and for us to play formidable competition at our level of school, we had to go up to Dallas. So those were 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning getting home, getting up the next morning and heading back to school to do it all over again at 7. I was running 2 freshman teams, a sophomore team, a junior varsity team, and my varsity team. I also was in charge of 3 middle schools. I was also doing little dribblers, and I was in charge of our Little Dribblers Association, along with upward basketball at my church. I was being a dad. I was being a husband. I was getting Rachel and Caleb to the places they had to go. Where in the world would I squeeze any time in? And most people would think, Thanksgiving, 5 days during Christmas and New Year's, take a break and breathe. And I did, for the most part. But what I didn't do is I didn't miss a chance to plant a seed. And what I realized about the second year that I was involved in Ambit was what goes on during the holiday season. We're all in that hustle and bustle. We're out shopping for gifts. We're traveling. We're buying more food than we typically do to prepare for lavish meals with family and friends. We're going to parties. We're expending a little bit more money than we typically do during the year, and most people do not budget for it. And that hit me. So what I began to do and what I continue to do was to STP, to share the plan. I continue to invite people to take a look at something that was important to me. I took the angle that I didn't have any expectations of any of the people that I shared the business with other than to put it in front of them. And during those 5 days of holiday, I was really pressing the turbo booster to get as many people as I could to take a look, because this is what I realized. I didn't expect any of them to join me. They were more focused on family. They were more focused on Christmas and Santa Claus and food and travel with to see family, etc. But then came New Year's. And most everybody talks about making a New Year's resolution. New Year resolutions are made, but they are very, very seldom held. The top 3 New Year's resolutions over the last 50 years have been: number 1, lose weight. Number 2, earn and save more money. And number 3, self-improvement and become better educated. Read more. Study more. You know, guys, we have the answer for the 2 of the top 3 resolutions, and I realized that.
So as I got past New Year's and we got back to playing and practicing and all that, got back into school and going back to my routine of to and from the school, I was making those calls to those people that I'd planted the seed to. Because what I realized were there was a wake-up call that was taking place. The credit card bills were coming. The bank statements were being read. And they were starting to scratch their head and wonder, I need to get a few more funds. Or their resolution was to earn or save or make more. I had that. You have that. So I started following up with people, continually sharing the plan and inviting. Because I know, just as I knew then, that I had the answer to what they were looking for. You guys, we have the answer for what people are looking for. And we have to be ready for the rain, but we have to understand that that sunshine, oh, the sun, people talk about sunshine being so great. Sunshine isn't anything but a desert. It's going to create a desert. Just the naysayers, those are the negative people. Those are the people that are always trying to take you out of this. And a lot of times it's ourselves taking us out of it. We get frustrated. We scratch our head and wonder, who in the world is ever going to become a customer? Who in the world is ever going to join this business with me? And then all of a sudden stuff starts happening. And we start growing because we're just pouring this business out in reference to the rain. So guys, don't think that this is a good time to sit back and kick back. Because see, here's what's going to happen. This is going to happen to a lot of you that heed my advice. You're going to follow the system. You're going to be very simplistic in your invitation because you understand that you've heard all these people say that the only thing you're attempting to do is just to get people to take a look because they don't know what they don't know. And that's all you want to do is get them to take a look. And over time, you're going to follow up with them. And then you're going to create a little bit of momentum, and then we're going to go to this event that I hear all of you, and congratulations and thank you for registering for Simulcast. And as Bear brought up, there's going to be attendee-only promotions. You're going to get motivated. I can guarantee you that. You're going to get educated. I can guarantee you that. You're going to be given those perks for taking time to view or attend that event. I can guarantee you that. And because you spent time going through the holiday season when a lot of people start slowing down, and all of a sudden they come out with triple-double maybe. And you've got these people joining you because they're looking for ways to afford what they've just gone through. Momentum kicks in. Success becomes yours. I hope that really makes sense. And in closing, what I'd like to share with you is something that is really important. Bear brought up that I taught and I coached for 30 years. And guys, I taught a very dynamic class, a very unique class called Outdoor Adventure, my final 9 years in education. And you want to talk about a cool class. I got to certify the children in boating and hunter safety. I taught them survival skills. We learned how to live off the land. They built their own survival huts. They purified water out of a creek. They learned to build a fire out of nothing. You know, it was really neat. But also in that, we studied animals and habitations. And in doing that, I was taught a valuable lesson that I'd like to share with you that I think is really important for you and Ambit and all of us. You see, my prayer almost every night is for everyone involved in Ambit to understand that we are one. We represent the same company, and we all have our own personal aspirations for success, our why, our goal, our dreams, our hopes, our visions. And for all of us to be able to get there, we got to understand that we need to all be doing the same thing through repetition and reputation. And in doing that, I think about the geeks. And a lot of you have heard this before because I shared it 6 years ago, and it's worth sharing again. You see, you learn a lot about geese that are flying. In the fall, you look up in the air and you see them in that V formation flying, and they're heading from Canada, for our Canadians that are listening in, and they're heading south down here to see me in Texas, where it's a little bit warmer, 81 degrees today, by the way. And those geese are flying, and they're in that V formation, and we can learn so many lessons from each one of those in this business. So hear me, and hear me clear. Because I want everybody to understand we're together. The first thing is, in that V formation, they're sharing a common goal. As each one of those goose flaps its wings, it's creating an uplift, an aerodynamic orientation that reduces air friction. And because of those birds that are following the lead and flying in that V formation, the whole flock achieves 70% greater flying range than they would if they were flying alone. So what can we learn there? We can learn here that the people who share a common direction and goal can get to where they want to quicker with less effort because they benefit from the momentum of each one moving around them. We want to make sure that our team is moving toward a common goal. And our common goal is our personal why. Our common goal is to continue to keep Ambit rated highly with the Better Business Bureau, rated highly with J.D. Powers and Associates, rated higher with the government entities that watch over us. The second thing is they have increasing visibility by flying in this V formation. It increases the visibility for every goose to see what's happening in front of them. And for us to learn from that, it means that our organization is visible in both directions. Having a top and down visibility enables leaders to stay connected with the edges of each one of our organizations to make better informed decisions. From the top to the bottom, visibility enables us to know and see the big picture. It engages each one of us. It empowers us to do better at aligning ourselves with what our business partners need. The third thing is humility. You know, the thing about it is when one of these geese fall out of formation, it all of a sudden it feels the friction from flying alone. It quickly adjusts its mistake and it moves back into formation. It takes advantage of that uplift of the other birds that are in front of it. And what we learn from that is we got to humble ourselves. We have to admit the challenges that we face. And we got to be willing to seek the help of those that have gone before us. I still ask questions all the time. I don't understand this business. I'm learning every single day. This humility will enable us, you, your team, and even Ambit as a whole to move faster and achieve more. The next one is empowering other leaders. And I truly believe in this. When the lead goose gets tired, it rotates to the back of the formation, allows all the other geese to move up in a leadership position. The lesson here is to empower others. Micromanaging and keeping tight control will burn people out. It will disengage, demotivate others. People have, you know, we have a unique skill. You have unique capabilities. We all have different gifts to offer to the team. You know, the anatomy of this is to trust one another, to let everyone shine. And guys, you may not want to get up in front of the room, but you might have that million-dollar smile that needs to sit at that welcome desk. That's as important as the people closing the meeting. You may be the type that just like to roll your sleeves up, and you want to be there early to greet people at the front or set up for the meeting. Or you might be an audiovisual guru that just likes setting up all the tech support stuff. All of that is parts of leadership because people are depending on you. And then every one of us need to be attending a weekly meeting, whether we have guests or not. It's imperative that we're there, that we're supporting one another. Because that brings up number five, always recognizing great work. This is probably my favorite one from my years of coaching. You see, whenever I hear those geese before I see those geese, they're always honking. You can hear them up in the air honking. You know what those geese are doing? Those are the geese in the back. They're honking and encouraging the ones up front to keep it up, to let them know they're doing a good job. Obviously, the lesson that we have here is that we need to praise each other. We need to give recognition that when recognition is deserved. The lack of recognition is one of the main reasons that people become dissatisfied, or I hate to use the word, they quit. There's too many people that are looking for recognition just to say they got it, but everybody deserves recognition. There's a fine line between that, my friends. My recognition so far in this business has not been the award. Those don't matter. My recognition that's been important to me in this business has not been the monetary reward that we've gotten either. It was the look on my daughter's face the night that I reached the goal and presented her a car. It was the look on my son's face the night that we presented him his truck. It was the feeling inside of me when my daughter graduated from the University of Oklahoma debt-free. It was knowing that my wife got to spend the final days with her mom and her dad because she was able to retire from teaching and coaching herself. It's the look on my friends' faces as they achieve their reason for getting into business. I enjoy honking at people, and I don't mean with my truck. I enjoy the fact that we have got to support and be there. I love being an ambition. Whenever the awards are given and to look around and see those true people in ambit that are given the recognition where the recognition is deserved. It doesn't matter who you're with. It doesn't matter that you're from Chicago and I'm from Tyler and I may not know you. I'm going to honk at you because you busted your rear end and corporate's taking notice and you deserve it. It doesn't matter. Sixth thing is offering support in challenging times. You see, when a goose gets sick or wounded, two other geese drop out of the formation and follow it down to protect it. They're going to stay with that goose until it dies or hopefully recovers and gets well again. They launch out in another formation and catch up with their original flock. You know, the lesson here is we got to stand by one another in difficult times. It's easy to go apart. It's easy to try to find a different stroke. Guys, there's one system in ambit. When things get difficult and people are facing challenges, that's when your teammates, your true teammates, are going to need you the most. That's when you're going to need them the most. And the final thing is staying committed to the core values and purpose. You see, the geese migration routes never vary. They use the same exact route year after year after year. Even when the flock members change, the young geese learn the route from their parents. In the spring, they will go back to the spot where they were born. And obviously, the lesson in this is stay true to the core values and your purposes. Stay true to the strategies and tactics that we're being taught. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. In order for our organization to remain agile and to keep becoming the great company that it is, we've got to stick to the core purposes and values and preserve the vigor that is expected of us. Guys, do not sit down because Santa Claus is coming. Fill your stocking up. Keep looking at your vision board. Keep sharing the plan. And make 2018 the best year you've ever had in your life with ambient energy. And a byproduct of that is it's going to rain, it's going to rain, it's going to rain. Thank you, Bear. I appreciate you, buddy.
Man, that was absolutely awesome. First of all, thank you for that acknowledgement. And guys, if you were listening to this and you thought to yourself, you know, I really wish that so-and-so was on this call listening to this message, then that what you need to do is get them to go to topambitleaders.com and listen to this call. And I recommend that if you're on this call right now, you listen to this call again. Listen to this call again. There's no way that you captured everything. I know that I didn't capture everything that was said. and I'm going to listen to this call again because that was really good. TopEndLeaders.com, click on the training tab, go to Sunday Night Calls. Give us a couple of days to do that. You know, Coach, you, whenever you're on the call, you always bring it, and we appreciate you and look forward to that. We're all going to have a call. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said thank you, Bear.
Oh, quite welcome. We are going to have a call next Sunday night. I've got a feeling we're going to have the big guy next week. But be on the call, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. Guys, call in a few minutes early. Make sure that you're here on time. But we'll see you next week. I'm going to open up the line, and you guys can acknowledge Coach yourself. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.